Welcome to the August 7th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Worship Associate Ellen Plummer and guest facilitator Patty Raum. Patricia Raum is the founding director of the Center for Communicating Science at Virginia Tech and a professor of theater in the School of Performing Arts. More about her can be read on the past sermons page on the website. As we attempt to emerge from a time of social gathering and isolation, we may need to strengthen the capacities required to be fully present with one another. Patty Raum leads the gathered congregation through reflections and experiences focused on the power of presence.
Good morning. So happy to be with you in sanctuary and across space over Zoom. We welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, to create, and to transform. My name is Ellen Plummer, and I'm leading worship this morning with UUC friend and guest, Patty Raum. If you are with us for the very first time, we're so glad that you have found us. You are so welcome, and we look forward to getting to know you. You'll find a link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat or a paper card in the back of the sanctuary. Fill it out if you'd like for us to keep in touch with you. If you have a joy or a sorrow today that you would like shared aloud, you'll find a link in the chat or cards that are available near the entrance to the sanctuary, and we will collect those during the opening hymn. There are so very many opportunities for us to meet virtually or on the grounds of our church throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, locations, Zoom links, contact information if you need it. Thank you so much to all of the volunteers and members of our community who help us make these activities possible throughout the week. Because Montgomery County has moved back into the CDC yellow zone for COVID cases, we will encourage masks in the building, please. And we will be serving coffee after the service today. Thank you so much to Judy for making coffee possible. Woohoo! This morning, we have a very special greeting opportunity for all of us. The theme of today's service is presence. And you can hear that as in presence. We are here, we are here, we are here. And you can hear it as presence, as in gifts. Today's gift is Patty Raum, who is going to lead us in a unique and very different greeting experience this morning, where we will say hello to one another in a very special way.
Thank you, Ellen. I joined last week on Zoom, so I got to see how this works when we wave at one another, and I thought maybe I would share with you a slightly different approach to this morning. Almost everything that we do today while I'm leading will be unusual.
That's just who I am.
And we will probably all be out of our comfort zones a bit. So I would just like to take this opportunity as we greet each other on Zoom and in the congregation gathered here in the sanctuary. Zoom folks, find your camera and just push your hands toward that camera. Both hands together. Good. So you see those hands in the camera. Great. So I'd like us all on Zoom and in person to think about these amazing things at the ends of our arms. These hands with fingers. Think about all the wonderful things these hands do. Just look at your own hands. They may look like your grandparents' hands. They may look like your parents' hands. Think about the gifts that these hands bring to you and to one another. And now I'd like you to think of both the metaphorical and the physical connection between your hands and your heart. And go ahead and put those hands together near your heart. Take a deep breath in. Feel that connection. And now I'd like you to please begin to rub those hands together until you start to feel some heat. It's kind of miraculous to me that we can make heat by rubbing our hands together, the heat of our heart moving into our hands. And in about three, when I count to three, I would like all of us to move our hands toward one another. If you're on Zoom, move those hands that are now hot toward your camera, and we're going to give each other a big blessing with this heat. One, two, three. Feel the blessing of that warmth moving out into the gathered congregation, across these people who are here in person, and these people who are present on the miracle of Zoom. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. As Patty said, we have lots to do today that is unusual for us as a community, but I'm thrilled to be partnering with Patty in this way. Please join me this morning as I invite Patty to light our chalice. Join me in saying our words together. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Our opening words this morning are "The Bell and the Blackbird" by David White.
The sound of a bell, still reverberating, or a blackbird calling from a corner of the field, asking you to wake into this life, or inviting you to deepen into the one that waits. Either way takes courage. Either way wants you to be nothing but the self that is no self at all. Wants you to walk to the place where you will find you already know how to give every last thing away. The approach that is also the meeting itself, without any meeting at all. That radiance you have always carried with you as you walk both alone and completely accompanied in friendship by every corner of the world crying alleluia.
Our practice as a community of faith is to express our commitments in the form of a covenant to one another and to our communities. Please join me in saying the words of our covenant. They're on our screen this morning. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. We continue the expression of our commitments to one another by offering our gifts to this beloved community and to the community beyond us. We share our gifts each Sunday with a UUC, with a UU rather, affiliated organization, or with a community organization that shares our values. This week's recipient is the Access to Community College Education Fund, or ACCE. The ACCE is an economic development public-private partnership that makes college available debt-free to high school and homeschooled graduates by funding tuition at the New River Community College for 2 years. The ACCE supports as many students as possible based on student need and funds available for the program. Please give generously online using the link in the chat or through the many ways listed on the screen and on our website. You will be able to give after the service as well. For those of you in sanctuary who would like to give cash or check, there is a basket in the back of the sanctuary. Thank you all so much for your generosity. As we collect our offering this morning, please enjoy Mary Louise playing At the Inn by Schumann, during which you are invited to light a candle of hope or remembrance. Please remember to maintain distance between yourself and others. And for those online, please write in the chat if you'd like us to light a candle for you here in the sanctuary. We will be doing that and read your comments aloud after the offertory. Please join me in accepting our gifts and offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. It is now my great joy to join Patty in creating worship with us this morning that is slightly different than what we're used to. This is a good thing. Patty has brought with us her expertise and commitment to being there, the power of presence.
As I said earlier, I am hopeful that you will all just be brave participants in this next little time together. My background is in theater. And one of the things that they say about people in theater who are successful is that they have stage presence. What that really means is the ability to live in the moment, to not worry about what's coming next too much, and not regret the mistakes that you just made, but to be fully present with your communication partners on stage. And this place of presence for actors is a really sacred space. And it's a sacred space that is available to all of us all the time. It takes some courage, but it is available. And I'm gonna tell you, last night, it takes so much courage that I had a night full of nightmares last night. Because I've been in hundreds and hundreds of productions. I have taught thousands of classes for many decades. And yet, coming here this morning seemed to be the scariest thing I could possibly do. And it's partly because I am asking you to get out of your comfort zones a little bit, both on Zoom and in the sanctuary here. So I'm asking you to help me feel better by being brave. These dreams included being unable to attend the service because I had to deal with so many students and they were completely in the way. I was not able to get to the door. Then in a later dream, I had to climb a mountain of dirt. And when I got to the top, I looked down and there was a huge valley that I had to slide down to get over to the building. So anyway, here I am, for good or ill. And I'm asking you to come along with me through the dirt and past the students and past whatever else we have in our lives. I love the fact that the word presence really is almost indistinguishable in English from the word presence, plural of gifts. Stage presence, stage gifts. Human presence, human gifts. And that those things are so related to the issue of present, the present moment. I'd like you for a moment, and I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to consider this. Think of a time in your life when someone has been really present with you. And consider what that person did, how they behaved. To be present with some other human being is, as I say, a remarkable gift. And it's difficult because what it requires is, as actors do, not thinking ahead, not regretting something that happened before. It requires putting aside anxiety and concern, and also stepping out of selfishness and greed. It also requires giving up the desire to fix something for somebody. And it requires not abandoning that person. It requires sticking and not fixing. It's a challenge. It's really a challenge. And it's, as I often say, we teach what we most need to learn. It is probably the thing that I teach most. So that's clear that it's also probably the thing that I most need to learn. So we're going to be doing a few little exercises in this next half hour together. And as I've said, I'm going to ask you to be courageous. There is a concept in linguistics that is called deixis, or deictic words. And what that means is a word or an idea that has no meaning out of context. So think of a deictic word, or the idea of deixis, as being like if I said here, but you didn't know where I was, how would that have any meaning to you? If I say Tuesday, well, what Tuesday? If I say those people, but you don't know what those people are, who those people are. So there are a series of words that really require spatial and temporal orientation to even kind of understand what they're about. And there's a phrase that I teach almost every class, and certainly every rehearsal process begins with this phrase for me. And this last 3-4 weeks, I've been with 26 German Fulbright students, teaching them in connecting across difference. And we started every day with these words. So I'm going to ask you to consider these words with me. This is, to me, a sacred phrase. The first word is the sweet, simple word, I. One letter. Take a breath and consider what that word means, I. What are the joys that are implied by I? What are the fears? What are the aspirations? When you say that word, I, what is implied? What commitments? What life experiences? Let's just say that word together. Think about all that is represented by that tiny word, I. Here we go, I. And this next two words together, am here. Take a breath. Think about those two small words. What does it mean to be here? What mountains of dirt did you have to climb to be here? What does here mean In your world, how do the words am here embody, represent, give gifts to you, to others? And let's say those two words together and really mean them. Take a breath. Am here. And these next set of words that is specific to where you are, whether you're on Zoom in your bedroom with your pajamas on, or whether you're making coffee in your breakfast nook, or whether you're here in the sanctuary with other people. And that is, in this space. Those words together, take a breath in this space. What does in this space mean? To be joining across distance with other people who are on Zoom? In this space, if you're in the sanctuary that you probably had a hand in building or certainly have had a hand in consecrating with your presence, in this space. And this next word that is really tricky, four letters. It is the word with. Let's take a breath in. Think about that word with. What are the responsibilities that are implied by that word with? What are the bridges that can be created with that word, with? Let's take a breath in and commit to that word, with. And this next set of words, all of you. That's a complicated one because it can have a lot of meanings. It can mean the entirety of any individual, all of you. That means the things that are scary about you, the things that bring me joy about you, the things that bring you joy about you, the things that bring you joy, all of you as an individual. Or it can mean all of you as a community. And it needs to mean both of those things in this case. The good, the bad, the ugly, the joyful, the sacred, the profane, all the aspects of each individual in this community and all the aspects of the community as an entity itself. Let's take a breath in and say those words together. All of you. And now let's put that whole darn sentence together, breathing all the way through it, thinking about each word and committing to each of those words, whether you're joining us electronically or in person. I am here in this space with all of you. And that's the only thing that can give me the courage to stand up here and do what we're going to be doing. So thank you. We are going to do a little, I know you generally have a hymn at this point in your service. Instead of a hymn, we're going to be just doing the part of a hymn. We're going to be doing some humming together. And let's just start practicing a hum. Let's feel a hum on your lips. Just hum. And it doesn't matter what pitch it is, just feel a hum. And generally, when I'm teaching voice classes, I'll have people just answer me with a mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask, are you in this space with all of us? Mm-hmm. All right, that's generally the pitch that we feel most comfortable humming on is hmm. So women tend to try to get higher and men try to tend to get lower, but anyway, doesn't matter. We're going to just hum together, a long extended hum on whatever pitch feels comfortable to you. All right, here we go. Hmm. What do you feel? Do you feel vibration? Does your face feel itchy? Let's put your hands on your chest over your heart and continue to hum. Take a breath whenever it feels comfortable, whenever it feels necessary. Great, I hope you're humming there at home on Zoom, whether your children or your partners or whoever's in the space with you might think you're insane, but that's okay. We are here with each other. All right, now let's feel the vibration of those words that we just learned together and leave our hands here over our hearts. I am here in this space with all of you. Ooh, magic vibrations. Now we're going to turn to a little melody. And Mary Louise, if you could give me that. All right. And at Zoom, I just want to tell you that I'm going to hum our way through this together, and then you just keep experiencing the meditation of vibration, whether you want to be on a melody or whether you just want to experiment with your own embodied vibrations. We're going to be doing a little simple melody here, and it goes like this. That may be a familiar melody to some of you. And I'm going to step away from the microphone. And we're going to try to do this in a row. Okay? Humming together. We're going to have this group of people be around the first part of the round. This group of people be the second part of the round. And this group of people be the third part of the round. All right? Here we go. You're going to start us off. Still humming at home on Zoom. Feel the vibrations of not only your own body, but the gathered body here in the congregation. I know that on Zoom you couldn't hear that, but we can feel it. Do you feel it in your bodies? Yes, it's amazing. Just sharing vibrations, what it will do. All right, the next thing that we're going to do is a little mirroring exercise. People always make fun of actors who do mirroring exercises. But it's really a profound experience of being present. And on Zoom, we're going to send you off into, no, we're not. We're actually going to have mirroring leaders provided for you on Zoom. But Victoria and Molly will be your mirroring leaders, and Lucas is going to be switching between leaders if you're on Zoom. What we will all be doing is mirroring one another's movements, all right? So we've felt physical vibrations. Let's experience movement vibrations together. So I'd like you, if you are able, to stand to find a partner, possibly somebody that you don't interact with very much. I know this is the scary part. If you want to be with somebody that you interact with a lot, that's okay too. And I'd like you to face your partner. And on Zoom, you're going to be adapting this for, because you're all mirroring Molly and Victoria. All right, so one of the things, the ideas, Ray, will you come and mirror with me up here? So one of the things that happens in the theater is that we like the idea of following the follower. So I'd like you to identify who the leader is in your partnership. And on Zoom, we've already got it identified.
Will you lead me?
You'll lead me. So Ray is going to be the leader in our partnership initially, and then I'm going to call out instructions about changing leaders, okay? So what I want you to do is just smoothly transition. When I say change leaders, you just smoothly transition. And with the idea of following the follower, you want to make sure that you as a leader are not doing anything that your partner cannot do, okay? So slow, methodical, repeatable things that your partner can do so that you are like you're looking in a mirror. And Ray and I will demonstrate and then I'll say change leaders.
All right. All right, start with wherever you are.
And change leaders. And change leaders, smoothly transition between leaders. And now take away the concept of leadership and just move together. Find a way to bring it to a close and thank your partner, hug, handshake, or high five, or just an elbow bump or a bow. All right, give yourselves a round of applause. And notice how when you were so focused on one another, it was really impossible not to be present. It was really hard to be worried about anything or thinking about some past regret. You had to be there. And those are the kinds of exercises that we practice in the theater. We're going to do one more fairly brief. We're going to make it a little briefer than I had imagined. And that is, we're going to tell one another a story. Remember at the beginning, I asked you to think of a time that someone was really present with you? If that story is possible for you to tell to another person, I would love for you to share about a 3-minute version of that story with somebody. Now on Zoom, you'll be split up into groups of 10, so courageous folks that want to step forward and tell brief stories should do so. Lucas is going to send in the instructions for your Zoom groups. But I'd like you again to find a partner and tell about a 3-minute story about a time that someone was present with you, not for you, but with you. And yes, you can sit down. You don't have to stand up, but it's fine.
I leave out the next 10 minutes of the service.
Thank you, Patty, for making us, for so lovingly making us uncomfortable today and reminding us of the present that is presence. We have had a wonderful morning together, and I am grateful to Patty, our leader today, for inviting us to feel and hear each other and ourselves in community and to be present.